picture, sa kanya po yung exhibits ng Philippine national dress and other aspects pertaining to the Filipinos, so that our fellow Kiwis will know about our history and our grain as a people. She was also very active on other things concerning the Filipino. And one of her main projects is the Smoky Mountain, which she spearheaded and did a fantastic job from conception to finish. That was through the New Zealand Aid, NZAID. Siyempre pa po, nandito ang dalawang anak ng Gia, si Kay Catherine Olmedo, and ang kanyang bunso, si Oliver Olmedo. Magandang hapon, Oliver.
Magandang hapon ho. And thank you for having us over here. Maraming salamat for giving Mamam a special tribute for today's cast as well. Very appreciate it.
Fantastic. Good afternoon, Kay.
Good afternoon po. And also, thank you for inviting us here in the radio po. And also, salamat po sa for supporting us sa funeral ni Mami Gia. Kung, at saka, I got something to say to Mom. Mom, thank you, Mami, for everything that you did. That kami, kayo ang nag-alaga kaya sa aming dalawang magkapatid, si Oliver at saka ako. At you've raised up here in New Zealand para magkaroon kami ng good life dito sa New Zealand. And I want to say goodbye and you may rest in peace. A lot of people will miss you here.
That's very true, Kay, and very good of you to put that to our minds again. We are very happy for you. You did very, very well during those 9 days mm-hmm. that we were doing the special last care for your mom, for her memory, mm-hmm. and so that she will always stay with you, forever with you and Oliver, mm-hmm. even when she is already in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And narito po ang isang magandang awitin. Ito ay paborito ni Gia. My life will go on and on. Heart Will Go On and On by Celine Dion, dedicated to Gia, especially for her and for Catherine and Oliver, all your relatives and friends, and all of those especially who were with you during this last 9 days of Gia's life here on Earth. May we call on Oliver now, please, to do a little bit of background about your being a son, your life with mom, and include those when you were away and when you came back.
So mom has been a very special mom to us. Mm-hmm. So ever since we were kids, she would basically cook us loads of yummy food, mm-hmm. especially roast chicken.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, every Sunday she basically used to cook us either chicken mm-hmm. or paminsan-minsan roast pork. Dahil kasi bago mm-hmm. siya naging vegetarian, mm-hmm. talagang karne-karne. Tapos mm-hmm. kumakain kami ng ano ng pork. Mm-hmm. The best was her roast pork with the cracklings. Parang crispy pata yung ginagawa niya dati. So pag nilagay mo ng gravy at saka kumura, mm-hmm. kumasarap. Kapag chicken naman, nilalagyan niya ng ano ng stuffing, and she's got her own special ingredients pa. Nakuha mm-hmm. ko yung recipe, so yun ang ginagawa.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yun ang ginagawa ko din mm-hmm. ngayon kapag mm-hmm. nag-roast chicken ako. Mm-hmm. But she's been a wonderful mother to us. You know, she's raised us up all by herself, really. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. being a single mother, mm-hmm. Working, and also looking after mm-hmm. us. She's been an amazing, amazing mm-hmm. mother. Even when my time in UK where I've been away from her, basically she's still be giving me advice in terms mm-hmm. of life, mm-hmm. love, career mm-hmm. as well. She's mm-hmm. very career-minded, so anything to do with work, I would mm-hmm. basically go up to her. She's my basic
advisor,
go-to person. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm updating my CVs or if there's like a massive special report that I need to submit to my managers and all that, I'd get her to basically do a once-over check just to make mm-hmm. sure everything is okay. Mm-hmm. And she would actually turn that document a couple of notches up in terms mm-hmm. of quality as well.
Fantastic. So
it's just been amazing. Mm. And yeah, I mean, she's a fighter, mm-hmm. as you know as well, all throughout mm-hmm. the years that you've known her. When she has a belief, she will stick to it no matter what. She's a quiet fighter, I should say.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You know, she's not like out loud, all guns blazing and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, if she has something that she feels that's right, she was strong-willed about it and she wouldn't back down. And this is one of the things I've kind of picked up from her and kind of applied into my day-to-day and being who I am, I suppose, as a person and a man as well in UK, managing a team as well. So it's just, I've got a lot of things that I'm really grateful in terms of picking up from her and learning from her, and just want to say thank you, Mum. And you have raised me and Catherine really well, and I know you've gone through so much, but now that we have grown up and you are now in heaven, you're no longer suffering, and I hope you rest in peace.
That's fantastic. Yeah, really, she was a beautiful woman inside and out. She has a very special quality that all of us, her friends, will treasure throughout the rest of our lives. She's been not only a community leader, but a very good friend, and we've been together since when we started this ladies' circle until one of us ladies, Lady Rima, went home to the Philippines, and a few at the time were not feeling very well as well. So we stopped seeing each other and doing our monthly birthday dinners. But a few of them attended your mom's funeral mass. Obviously, Tita Rima, who is in the Philippines, cannot come. Tita Judy Poots, Lagsa Poots, is in Thailand, but she sent her love to you. I forwarded them to you.
Claudette.
Lady Helen Clark, she lives in Guimaras, Iloilo, and she was there yesterday. Tita Claudette, Faustino
from Tarana.
Stan. She was Mrs. Garland before. She came as well all the way from Tauranga. Tita Dominic. Lady Dom is a teacher at somewhere in
Papakura.
She was there with her sister Mai Mai and Tito Bong. You asked her yesterday what's her name. That's Tito Bong. Obviously from the North Shore. Lady Jean, Parilla, now Mrs. Jorgensen. She now lives in Iloilo as well. Bohol. They have got a pension in Bohol, but she still maintains a house here, so she came to the funeral yesterday. And from the North Shore, Lady Nida and Nida Gray. She wanted to come today to radio because there was a time when she wasn't very busy with real estate. I always ask her to join us from time to time with Gia. Hopefully she can ring in today. She said she will. And Tita Helen, we have two Helens in the group. The first one is Lady Helen Clark. She used to, she is the namesake of the previous Prime Minister. At the time when we started with this Lady Circle, she was still a Member of Parliament. So we used to call Lady Helen Clark as Lady Helen MP. when she became Prime Minister, we used to call her Lady Helen Clark PM. And Lady Helen Reindler, she used to be Mrs. Reindler. She was widowed from her husband, Lou, and she is now Mrs. Helen Reindler Beham. We always called her Lady HRH, meaning Her Royal Highness. All of us used to call her that when she is in a very good mood. Obviously, she is happy with that. But when she is not in a good mood, she tells us, "Stop calling me that name." Lady Miriam was not able to come as well because I think she was overseas. She has not replied to my messages. We started as 11. So Lady Delia Middleton was there yesterday as well. She works at Lion Nathan, and up to now she is still at Lion Nathan. And we had very lovely gatherings with her when Lady Gia, your mom, and I were still very active in this lady circle. We actually were very active. Like it or not, when there is a birthday, we gather. Normally, we would go to a 5-star restaurant or 5-star hotel, and we are always noisy. Catching up with each other, all the stories.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, or we would go to Lady Judy's baths in Matakana. We go in the afternoon of Friday and stay Saturday and Sunday. Not only on the beach, but we go on drives, and we go to the Matakana markets, and always the one who go first arrive there is Lady Helen HRH. she is the one who always puts the house, everything in order. Oh, this is for our breakfast, that's for lunch, that's for dinner.
Very organized, and
I'm the naughty one. I do it on purpose. I will go to the pile of food and I will have a look at the one for the evening, if it's only still morning, and I start picking bits and pieces there, and she would say, "There you are again." Lady Emma. Wala si Tita Emma, no? She was...
Yes.
Lady Emma, she visited on Monday at the St. Joseph's Parish Church.
Contributed to the schedule, didn't she? Yeah.
Yes, she did her tribute to your mom already. And she helped us to finalize the program for the funeral mass with Monsignor David Tongs. And Wednesday night, she went to Australia. That is why she couldn't attend the funeral mass. Actually, it was in a way my fault, because when she asked, I said we are intending to do it on a Wednesday, and so she postponed her flight to Wednesday. But then when we finally got the program finalized, realizing that the crematorium will not be available, etc.
Okay.
So we did it Friday, and she said, "There you are, I can't attend now." I said, "Never mind, you can come anytime to church," because Lady Gia was there since Sunday up to Friday when we did the funeral mass. And at this point, I would like to thank Monsignor David Tongs, who was very, very supportive of his parishioner, Lady Gia Olmedo. And he not only supervised us doing the program, but he was the one who contacted the organist as well. And he did a fantastic homily for Lady Gia.
That was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Mons David. You are our number one. There are still a few people who arrived at the funeral on the Filipino side. I will remember them later. Obviously, Tita Norma, she has always been a community leader, and she has had many good times as well with Lady Gia.
I've been there for the last few nights in Novena as well.
The Novena. She was always one of our anchors, Tita Norma. And even in our a little bit of celebration that Mom's big day was a huge success, we rewarded ourselves to attend a dinner party last night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And very happy that Kay enjoyed herself. She was dancing beautifully. Mm-hmm. Mm. And so did Oliver. The only thing is, he chickened out. He only danced with Tita Norma one set. After that, he wouldn't dance anymore.
Basag na basag ako. Kung kinain na curry. Curry talaga masarap na sarap, pero heavy. Heavy na talaga.
Oh, oh heavy.
So, nag-dance ako, pero medyo heavy na ako pagkatapos. Lalabas na kung nag-dance pa rin na. That's good. Sabi ko.
Yeah. Our companions last night, Tita Trini Madison, she has just arrived last Friday, I think it was. And she can't come to radio today because she is practicing with my Samutsari group for the performance at the Parole 2019. That's a Christmas celebration of depicting how Filipinos celebrate Christmas using our traditions and customs, and everyone would have a chance to taste that celebration on Sunday, November 30th. We are all inviting you. This is not only for us Filipinos, but for all Kiwis and other Kiwi ethnic groups as well. Please come. That's a free event. That will be held at the Freiburg place. There is a park there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the whole day. It starts from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
My Samutsari dancers are going to perform traditional Maria Clara dances, Maria Clara suite, at about 2 o'clock. Alisa Caballero, she was one of the singers from last night's fundraising event. That's a multicultural gathering, really. How many ethnic groups were represented last night? It was such a fantastic night. Alisa Caballero is going to sing as well, I think, at 3 o'clock. And there are a lot of Filipino choirs and musicians who will be performing. The Igorot of New Zealand, or Cordillerans of New Zealand, are also performing their dances. I think at the beginning, I think from 9 o'clock, I am not sure, very, very sure what time, but they would have... it will be good if you can there, if you can be there the whole day. Bring your family, because in the area there are a lot of restaurants there. In any case, yeah, I am not sure if there will be some vendors to sell Filipino food, because that area may not be able to cater to that kind of activity. There is no space for the vendors. But unless there will be street vendors, like in the Philippines, they have got their big bilao big container. All their food for sale are already in there, and that's hung on the neck of the seller.
Yeah.
Most hopefully, there is something like that. If I have time, I will do that. That's to reminisce alive in the Philippines. As I remember, if I remember it right, don't quote me if it doesn't happen. But one of the ideas is to put up a jeepney, like a caricature, where you can have photos.
Oh,
there is a square, like a picture frame.
Nice. That would be nice.
Yeah, and obviously there will be lanterns or parole hang around everywhere. There is also another group who will dance. I think they are the I forget their name, but headed by Tina Colioso and a few other numbers on Sunday. So everyone, we ask you to come and taste some features of Filipino life here and especially back home. From 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, yan po ay sa Freiburg Place, very close to Kitchener and High Street. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ang landmark po dyan yung Metropolis Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ayan. And actually, there is council building there, Ellen Melville Pioneer Women's House.
Oh, mm-hmm.
There might be some tastings there of Filipino food. I am not sure if they would sell, but because as far as I understand, it's only for tasting. Mm-hmm. But obviously, tasting is for free.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Mm.
Bonus,
yeah.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Mm. And at this point, I think I would like to present a beautiful song that is sung by Lea Salonga in that Miss Saigon movie, which was popularized all over the world, basically. Yeah. And our young Kay knows how to sing this, "I'll Give My Life to You." Yesterday, last night at the event, fundraising event that we attended, when Alisa Caballero sang that song, Kay was singing with Alisa. So I thought, well, Kay, go and sing that on air and dedicate that to your mom.
Yep.
I will put your music on and I'll tell you when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I have to do deep breathing.
Yeah, now.
I cradle in my arms you, asking as little as you can. A little snip of a little man. I know I give my life for you. You didn't ask me to be born, you. Why should you learn of war or pain? To be sure you're not hurt again, I swear I gave my life for you. Conquer when you're grown, you will.
Fantastic! Oh, 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 fantastic. You did very well, Kay. That was your mom's favorite song as well. And I am really very proud that you learned it very well. And you sang it for mom, dedicated it to her. Beautiful song. May we now call on Gia's friends from the workplace who are with her almost every day, obviously, being in the workplace, and has helped tremendously at the time when Gia needed it most. We would like to pay tribute as well to these two beautiful people, Justin Nang Lam, Gia's manager in the last 3 months or more in the CBD. She is the current manager, and she replaced Tracy Matangi Mars, who is now the manager in Manukau, the Ministry of Justice office there. Both Justine and Tracy were the ones who assisted Gia when she had a little mishap at work, took her obviously to the doctor, and was with her all the time and brought her home. Day in, day out, they've been visiting Gia, or at least asking how she was at home. And I think the following, it's only a week, okay? On that week, I was supposed to go to Gia in the afternoon after lunch, after doing my JP bits for Lady Helen Reindler. And Justine and Tracy visited Gia and decided to take her to the North Shore Hospital. It was Kay who rang me to say that Mom is in the hospital. So me and Tita Helen went to the hospital straight after. Justine and Tracy, you have been a tower of strength for Gia and for Kay and for Oliver. And you were very instrumental in having Oliver be here as soon as he can. And you did all the documents as well, documents that Gia needed for her keep in the hospital. Obviously, she has prepared for any eventuality, so everything was in order. All the family need to do, and friends who helped, were only to put into action what you already laid out, Gia, for your children, Catherine and Oliver. Thank you again, Justine and Tracy. I hope you can ring in and say your tribute as well to Gia. Meanwhile, Kay, would you like to say a bit more about Mom?
Well, my mom is, when we went to the celebrity experience, and I did a monologue there in the States, and when I was doing my audition in the States, and then I was so happy, and then they said to me, "Oh, Catherine, you need to have," they asked me, "Have you looked at the callbacks?" I said, "No, they said tomorrow morning you go to the website of the celebrity experience and look at it with your mom to see if you've got any callbacks with the casting agents." The next morning that we wake up and we have a look at my number, it's number 223, to see if it is still there. Oh, I've got two callbacks. Wow. So I made my mom proud, and she was very happy. We did not expect this. And also I've got good memories with Mom, that we went to Disneyland. twice, and also we've been to see my favorite character is Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
And Donald Duck, yeah, in the States. And we've been to we've done a lot of walking to go to the Target store in LA, which is good. Our Bob said that is already your gym, your cardio. Do go for a lot of walk there. And then we ate what is my favorite fish in the Philippines? I ate tilapia.
Right? In the States.
Yeah.
Right.
Tilapia. Yeah. But in English we call it Saint Peter's fish.
Oh. Oh yes. Saint Peter's fish. That's a holy fish.
Yeah.
They have got that in Israel. They're just swimming ordinarily, but I wouldn't even touch because that's holy. That's holy fish, Saint Peter's fish.
And also, Mom was our good memories there. Mom used to make spaghetti, vegetarian spaghetti, and then she makes some pesto to put it in top of the spaghetti. It tastes really nice. The vegan spaghetti. And also she. And my mom's favorite vegan dish, because when she was alive, we used to order from Angel. It's called vegan kare-kare, but the bagoong is not the shrimp.
It's not bagoong.
It starts with S, seaweed.
Seaweed,
Bob said that's good for iodine, seaweed, because she likes seaweed.
One thing about mom is basically she would just, she's quite adventurous and quite... innovative in the way she cooks and stuff, especially when she was transitioning from a meat eater to a plant-based diet because of her cancer. And when I was cleaning up her documents for the last couple of days, I must have collected about 500 pages worth of printouts from the internet of all these different plant-based ingredients, recipes, you know, when it comes to like actual food, cupcakes and everything as well.
Yeah.
It's just been amazing.
Yeah.
It tastes really good as well, really good.
Yeah.
And also in NHA, long time ago, she used to work as a division manager, like a chief manager in the head.
Oh, yes. She was higher up before at the National Housing Agency the Philippines. Authority, rather.
And we've got good memories there in the National Housing Authority there. And then when we went home at 2017 because of her sister passing, which is Tita Maura Malabog. Yeah, because her kidneys is not working well.
She fully supported her little sister in terms of...
Yeah, that's why Mom said, Catherine, you should do fasting, juice fasting, if you want your kidneys to work. Yeah, and also you should take, what is that called? That coconut oil?
Coconut oil, yes.
Raw virgin coconut oil. She puts it on her tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I am doing that already. She told me that.
Yeah.
Tastes nice.
Yeah, and also what else, that's why when she was alive, she said, if I get better, I want to go home to Philippines because the natural healing is there for her. She's got a favorite fruit called guayabano and jackfruit, one.
Yeah.
But we call it langka. And what else is, she read about, what is the one that smelling is like jackfruit? Is it
Is that durian?
Durian. She read about it. She said this one is good for cancer fighting too. But some people they don't like the durian
smell.
Because of the smell.
Yeah, right.
And also, Mom is very a hardworking person. And also, I had good memories with her. Every time that I go, if I have I go to do a Christmas carols at the Pump House Theater. I always invited my mom to support me to watch my performance,
which is very good, really.
And we just sing Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
That's good.
What else do I say about Mom?
Mom was supposed to be your manager at one point in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, but But she did that because Oliver is God. But mom's gone. Mom's gone. I've got Oliver here, the replacement.
Oh, I got to
kill, eh? Yeah, that's what. Yeah, mom said that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but my mom is which I spoke to her cousin yesterday, like Tita Rose. They said that my mom is a very, very quiet person. She doesn't fight other people in the Philippines while she's younger. She got it from her mother. Husta is always quiet and secretive.
But a quiet achiever.
And Bob has got a good experience of helping Lola Husta in the province in Cabangan Isabela. They were planting some fruits and then they harvest it and they put it in the markets. They sell it in the markets there.
Yeah, I think Lola Husta would also travel all the way down to Manila just to sell the
produce of the land.
Yeah.
Mom would kind of be in the cornfields, the vegetables.
That's good.
Yeah, and Mom, she did her master's in Ateneo de Manila, which is in Padre Faura.
Mm-hmm.
But at the daytime, she said she's working, but at nighttime, she studies.
I think as she was going through her MBA as well, she was a teacher at one point. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she was teaching. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it finance or something?
Something like that. Finance in FEU.
Something like that. But
And
She was a busybody.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely busybody.
Never quiet, a dull moment.
Quiet, but busy. If you want her to get stuff done, though, she will just execute.
Wow.
Yeah. Mom said that when she was alive, she used to join in the choir in the at National Housing Authority, but the part that she sings is alto, which is the lower voice, like Nora Honor.
Nora Honor is her favorite type.
Yes. Yes. And Susan Roses, she used to go to the shooting of Susan Roses.
Mom was supposed to be a president of Honora Honor fan club
in her high school days.
I think her one of her longest friends, Tita Lorna, basically outed her and basically said every single time after work or in between breaks they would sneak around to Inday Badiday's show. And basically try to get a glimpse of Honora Honor because that's where all the fans usually hang out. And yeah, it's just quite a funny moment that actually. Something that I wouldn't really see Mum do, but after seeing her old photos, and it was just like, yep, you're definitely a fangirl.
Yeah, and also Bob is, what else? When we were living in Abbott's Way, we've got good memories. We were dancing Go Johnny Go 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 Cha 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 with Mom.
She did rock and roll, eh?
Because I remember she's got a CD of that. Also Mom used to work as an immigration consultant. That's why she's able to get us here.
This is one of the things I haven't really mentioned in her eulogy as well. During her time as an immigration consultant, she has helped numerous families immigrate to New Zealand. I don't know, there's quite a few families out there. And ones I kind of remember as well is like during 95, 96 when there's that transition in South Africa. There's quite a few South African families that she's managed to
help and come here to New Zealand and live permanently as residents.
And also Auntie Ma, when they were alive, she's telling me the story of my mom when she was younger. She used to do jogging in Fieldside during her younger days. She was really fit and active. That's why she's really slim.
Yeah, you can tell by the photos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Mom said that time there's no bad people at that time, but now in the Philippines there are plenty of criminals. Because lots of people there. And also Bobby's she did a scholarship, I think, in Pamantasan ng Lungsod of Maynila.
Yes.
She did a bachelor jet there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good that my mom is a hardworking person and she's working at the National Housing Authority. I asked her, how do you pay your fees? Because it's expensive. She said, I work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She pays for the fees.
You know, you touched base about her fitness. So one of her, a couple of her colleagues from Ministry of Justice basically mentioned the fact that every single day going up to work, she would walk up 6 flights of stairs to get up to her offices in level 6.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's quite inspiring. And some of her colleagues are like half her age going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you walk all the way up. Well, you know, and actually probably beat them to it as well because, A, they're probably still waiting for the lift to arrive and there'd be a lot of people still queuing over. And some of them was like, no, I'm not walking up, but my mom basically, Gia, basically just walks up and down like there's no tomorrow.
Yes. I mentioned that.
Mm. So, at this point, may I call on Mojo and Leng and Justine and Tracy? The line here to ring, please, is 815-8100. And we would like to invite you to say your piece about Gia.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I am going to play this favorite music of Gia.
We have to
Sampaguita.
By Sampaguita. Yeah.
We have to
sila.
At yan po ang Nosy Balasy, meaning sa Tagalog, binaliktad lang sino ba sila. Mm. And for our Kiwi friends, Nosy Balasy means who are they in any case. Yes. That is Gia's women empowerment theme.
Yes.
Kay, I remember your mom being a very avid fan of Nora Aunor.
Uh-huh.
I think she did something, isn't it?
Oh, naging siyang extra to sa one of the movies ni Nora Aunor. Yun ang nabanggit niya sa akin eh.
Mm.
Pero sabi niya, it's not easy work. It's mahirap din pala. May mga blocking din.
Mm.
Oh, kaya pagka, if you don't get it, narinig niya sa mga director, naninigaw ang mga director natin to get it right. Pag may nagkakamali.
Oh, siyempre. Because they are after time as well. You have to memorize your part. And when you deliver it, it has to be precise, so you only get take one.
No.
If you are not up to it, you will have take two, take three, take four, take five.
Yeah.
In the end, you will be scrapped. Yeah. You will not be called anymore.
Yeah, mm. The Philippines. They're strict like that in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, your weight must be good because there are plenty of criticism, especially on TV. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Sharon, when she gained weight, that's why she got told off by Richard Gomez and Gabby Concepcion. They said that she should lose weight if she wants to become her love team.
Sharon Cuneta.
I know. Yeah.
Mm. What about that when you were called in Hollywood, the callback? What did you do?
Oh, I just get an interview there, and then they ask me what I have done. I said I have done to become an extra in the Philippines, because when I was at school, because one of my classmates going on, the director of Batibot asked me, they speak on English to me, hey, Kay, do you want to join them? And then I said, yes. And then I become an extra. What I do is I'm playing with them.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's not an easy, I think it's very easy. You have to step on the tire that is unused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great exercise there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was on the Philippines, and then one of my teacher, which is Teacher Fanny, which is the principal of Community of Learners in Gilmore, said, "Kay, you're on TV." I said, yeah, whereabouts? It says in Pinpin. I ask what channel? You're in Channel 5. When I look at the Channel 5, wow, I am on TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good on you.
But it's a good experience.
Yeah.
That's good. Because in my my mom told me when she was, I think, in high school, she did a play called Sisa. She played Sisa, which is the crazy lady.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Even though in the Philippines, even though if you're an extra, you have to audition the same thing as America, because mom said, because in the Philippines, there are so many talents there in the Philippines.
Yeah. And because obviously most of the TV programs and even programs on radio are in Tagalog, so there are a lot of those who can join as extras.
Yes,
but I'm happy that even if you cannot speak 100% Tagalog, you still can join as extras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, what else did I say? My mom used to buy me, what do you call this? The plaque of Leia Salonga, which is the called I Am a Small Boy. I Have a Small Dreams.
Mm.
Because my grandma told me when I cannot sleep on baby, I want them to play the song. Otherwise, I'm gonna cry to put me to sleep. And also, we used to live in Marikina, in Divis, isn't it, Oliver?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Holandes. Sitio Holandes, Marikina.
Uh-huh.
Palagi dati nagbabaha. So whenever there's a massive flooding, all of the village goes up to the top of the hill. And, yeah, it was quite funny.
Mm.
And I remember, actually, Mum carrying me up.
Mm-hmm.
While she was like water, see this dogs swimming for their lives up the hill as well. So.
Because before the flood is that worse, that like this year. Yeah, and also Bob said when she used to swimming at the Cagayan River, she nearly drowned. At least one of her, I think her dad saved her life. And then she told me a story when she was washing some vegetable, some gulay in the ilog.
Yeah.
She said, oh, she saw a buhaya, and then she said she ran. She's scared of the buhaya.
The
crocodile.
Sayang naman, malapit nang matapos ang oras natin. So we will play this last song for your mom.
Okay.
Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samut Sari. Ito po si Tita Virds ng Pupugay. Magandang gabi po.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. At magsabi na kaming goodbye for tonight.
Until next Sunday.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it. And thank you for paying a tribute to my mom in this show as well. We appreciate it. Man, Catherine and I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us here and also for be there for mom and also to pay tributes for mom. And I had a good time. My experience in the radio.
Great.
Might be in the future for a radio, eh?
Yeah.
Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones.